Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni na frekvenci 89,3 MHz, poslušate Radio Študent Ljubljana in v tokratnem RŠ intervjuju predstavljamo pogovor z nemškim tehno-inovatorjem Shadom, trenutno iz Berlina, ki je najprej za svojo založbo Solo Action izdajal sam, po enih 6 letih izdajanja pa začel izdajati tudi za založbe Delsin, Sterak Sleeves in na koncu pristal tudi na Ostgut Ton založbi. Sploj ploščo Shedding the Past iz leta 2008, ki je zaobkrožila svet, se je trdno zarisal na zemljevid tehna. Svojo lanskoletno ploščo The Traveler, ki jo lahko najdete tudi v tolpi boomov, pa se je še enkrat dokazal kot temeljit preizkuševalec in reapropriator breakbita, s čimer se je zelo dobro ujel z valom novih mutacij v britanski basovski godbi. Še da smo ujeli v zaodrju kluba K4 na večeru Elements 25. februarja, to je bilo v petek, približno 30 minut pred njegovim nastopom in navkljub vsem govoricam se je Shed izgazal kot izjemno prijeten in tudi razmišljujoč sogovornik, ki je podal svoje mnenje o tehnu, UK hardcoreu, džanglu, footworku, tiraniji, 4/4 takta in tudi dubstep. Poslušajmo.
Hello Shed, how are you doing?
Hey, radio student.
Tell us something about your music beginnings. What is the first record you remember that made a deep impact on you?
I cannot remember. I don't know. Maybe it was a Frankie Bones record or maybe a hard record from the Netherlands. I cannot remember. It's something like this. It's early hard techno stuff.
So you started listening to techno in the beginning of the 90s?
Yes, 90s, yeah.
When did you come in contact with UK hardcore and jungle?
Yeah, it's more the UK hardcore thing, not the jungle. But the jungle was in 93, I guess, so. Mm-hmm. And I was out. I was not interested anymore in that kind of music, but I was very into the UK hardcore stuff, and it was 91, 92.
Why did you decide to produce music in the first place? You started producing in 1998, right?
I never did decide to do that. It was just the normal thing. There was no decision to make music. It was just I'm made for making music, I think. It was okay. The next step, and it was a must, I think.
So you bought a Roland Rhythm Machine?
Yeah, the first was the Juno 6 Roland. It was analog synthesizer with a nice freaky arpeggiator, because it's not that good working, that arpeggiator. Mm. And then the next was a 606 Roland. And then it grew.
Mostly made techno, but in 2000 I've read somewhere that you started using breakbeats because you got tired of matrix.
Yeah, I was totally bored of that techno thing, because it was growing to something that I didn't like anymore. It was a bit too much, and it was always the same. It was this techno thing. It was all this repetitive sound. It wasn't that interesting anymore, and that's why I was out.
So the same thing probably happened with techno as it happened with UK hardcore and jungle.
Yeah, that's why.
It progressed to drum and bass, and then it just got harder and faster.
I never was into drum and bass.
No?
It was, no, there's no groove. At 170 BPM, there's no groove anymore. That's why it's okay for driving car. That's the only thing. Well, but it's the same thing with UK. I love UK hardcore. It was that cheap thing with Mickey Mouse voices and catchy melodies and so. But then it growed up, and it was going faster and faster, and then it wasn't that interesting anymore, and that's why I was out. Yeah.
When did you first hear or meet dubstep?
it was actually at Hardwax, of course. Yes. I wasn't into that in the beginning. It was only the doom, psh, doom. I didn't understand how it works. But then, when I started to work at Hardwax, I was listening to a lot of stuff, and actually it gave me a big impact. But I think now it's the same thing like with UK hardcore. It's now
aggressive.
It's over, I think.
Yeah.
For me, it is. Yeah.
I've read, I think, in your Fact interview that 9 out of 10 records you buy are dubstep and one is techno.
Yeah. It's not that anymore because techno. I don't buy that much techno anymore. But there's a lot of stuff I like is from the UK. This Hassel Audio stuff or this UK garage stuff like
Future Garage. No?
What is Future Garage?
It's like a made up term for a new generation of producers who use two step, like Wookiee and the Whistler, like L2S recordings, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's similar to a garage, but it feels not original. But
for instance, I like the Martin stuff. The made up sound is cool.
Yeah.
Or Faulty DLs is cool. That's that sound I like very much. Yeah. And I'm not so into, you know, the footstep, the new sound, footwork.
Footwork?
I don't know what it is. you can play a record and I don't know that it is a new sound. I think there is nothing new, but they create a new name and then now it's a new style. It's the same thing like UK funky. This funky... there are so many styles and then it's only for 2 years and you have to, when the name is for the music is famous or then it's already over, you know.
Of course,
you know, everybody knows UK funk is a new thing, but then it's over, you know. It's then everybody knows it and then it's that's why I don't care about
what
that.
I find interesting about Juke and Footwork is that one of the main producers of Footwork, DJ Rashad, is planning a collaboration with DJ Stingray, which played on a live act for Draxia.
Yeah.
So I find this really interesting because electro is on a rise again. Have you noticed this?
Actually, no, because I'm not interested in that kind of
sound.
Music. Yeah.
No?
It was in the... There was this big time for the electro from Detroit, like how was it? DJ Assault and so on. I wasn't into that, and that's why it's the same thing now. I can't understand it. It's just party music, you know. There's nothing strong, nothing deep inside. It's only bam bam.
But you also made some party music in your Equalized and Waxed. Monikers.
Oh no!
It's not only
party music.
No,
it's working
of course.
Fine. I know. It's
really functional.
Yeah. But
it's really strong.
It's not made for getting this moment. You know, for create something. And this footwork, juke, stuff is made for this freaking out moment. But
yes.
I don't make music for kind of this. It's working, yes, but it's not made for a special moment.
Did you create your Panamax project to explore dubstep?
Yeah, a bit,
sound?
But it was not only dubstep. It was more called bass music. It's
bass music,
with something with really big bass. But wasn't that good. It wasn't that good selling the record, and that's why
You're gonna close the project?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know.
Scuba has this substance evenings in Bergheim, they used. I've noticed in one interview with Scuba that he has a big interest in. The new wave of drum and bass, which is half tempo, instrumental, deep bridge, that kind of stuff. Does that interest you?
No.
No? Because you have one track that is 160 BPM in your last album, mm-hmm. Traveler.
This is more old school.
Of course. So you're not interesting.
No.
In making drum and bass or jungle at all?
No.
What do you feel about the current state of techno? Do you feel more connected with the techno scene now than 10 years ago?
No, I don't feel anything at the moment. it's just there. I think there's not that feeling anymore. Like, not 10 years ago, but 20 years ago, you know. That was something special, but there's no special moment.
No?
No, not that. No, not techno. There's another good music, but techno at the moment is a bit
stale.
Yeah.
Stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Sandwell District projects? I mean, Regis and Female. Do you know the Birmingham techno revival? I feel like it's a revival.
Oh no! It's not. It's not that good
anymore. It's not that hard. But and the collectives are back. You have Ancient Methods in Germany.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not that. Techno is music from the 90s, you know. It's like when I talk about techno, it's like 20 years ago my parents was talking about the Beatles, or you know what I mean. It's something old. You tell people, oh, it was so cool in the 90s to dance to techno music. It was new, but it's the same thing. 20 years ago my parents are talking to me about their music and their youth, you know.
It
makes me a bit sad, and that's the thing. It's like that someone thinks to make a new wave or music from the 80s to try a next revival also. It's always a bit ridiculous, I think. And that's what I think about that.
Yeah.
It's trying to get back to the old days, maybe.
But
or
it's never the same.
Maybe you have to do something like this because you're getting old and you feel, oh, now it's a bit over. I have to bring back my youth a bit, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, but it's working well. Central District. It's
successful.
It's good to see when they play live. It's cool.
So the same feelings that you had with jungle or maybe UK hardcore, you had also with dubstep, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But now we see what the state of dubstep is.
It's party music. When you only need to look what Beatport is selling as dubstep. You know, it's only that bing bing bing.
It's the wobble stuff.
Yeah. And it's since 2 years, since 3 years, the same thing.
In your opinion, what is the most interesting music in this moment?
I don't know. It's
what will we hear today in Club 4?
Yeah, it's a mixture of a lot of styles between techno, house, garage. Not that dubstep thing today, but
No dubstep today.
No. More the 4-to-the-floor stuff. Maybe a bit footstep. No. Now there is no new big thing at the moment. There's nothing new. Everybody tries to create something new. That everybody think, oh, there's something new. That's all cool.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing like yesterday. Mm. That's why there's nothing new. I love techno. That's it actually. It's not that what hits my heart that anymore. But it's still my music.
Yeah. Yes. Your live sets and your DJ sets, do they vary?
Yes, of course. Because when I play live, I play my stuff. And when I DJ, I play stuff from other artists.
So, do you use a lot of hardware, equipment for your
performances? Yes, a bit. More than others, because I always have problems to get enough space on the stage. Yeah, I use a lot.
What equipment, yeah, for example?
Yeah, of course I use a computer with Ableton, mm-hmm. but then a drum machine, kind of 909 from Germany, uh-huh. is X-Base called, and with nice distortion effects, and some controllers.
Is it the same equipment or similar equipment that you use when you produce?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Totally different. This is my live setup, and I only set it up when I play live. At home, it's wrapped.
How much time does producing take? How much time do you spend for music?
I only make music when I have an idea. That's why sometimes it's a track can be finished in 2 or 3 hours, and sometimes it needs maybe a week or 3 weeks. Yeah, and I only can work on one track. I cannot
simultaneously work.
That's not possible for me. Yeah.
When do you decide when you work on a album project, mm-hmm. or a Panamax project, or Equalized, or Wax, or STP? Well, okay, STP was once only, I think.
Yeah, but, yeah, only one.
How do you decide, or is it just intuition?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very quick decision.
On your last album, The Traveler, you had a big reference for Hard Wax. Mm-hmm. You worked there. You sold records. Now you don't work there anymore, but you're still a part of the mm-hmm. Osgutton crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what would be the biggest difference between you and maybe other residents in Berghain?
At first, I'm not a resident at Berghain. Mm-hmm. I only play there maybe every second month. It's not possible for me to play there that often because my taste of music is not that good for these clubs, because when you go to a Berghain club, you only want to listen to techno music, and I can't play only techno records. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's always very difficult for me to play that sound. You know, when the people want to have the sound of Panorama, but it's more house, mm-hmm. or whatever, or techno, it's Berghain then. But I cannot serve it.
Do you think it is really a tyranny of the four to the floor? Do you think that people really wouldn't dance to a breakbeat?
I know it. I know.
Yes?
I know that. Because I tried it very often, and it's impossible.
At Substance.
It's a Friday.
It's different clientele.
Audience, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Where do you get most bookings? In Germany? Britain?
It's England.
Today we're expecting techno house,
garage, kind of dubstep, not that fast, mm-hmm. but a big mixture.
René Pavlovits,
mm-hmm.
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For your words, your music, and especially for being inspiration for all of us.
Thank you, thank you.
Intervju Radija Študent.